AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. GOP presidential hopeful Ben Carson says it's time to move on from questions about the accuracy of his life story. But Tuesday's GOP debate makes that unlikely. The retired neurosurgeon said Sunday that questions about discrepancies in his autobiography are distractions from much more important matters facing the country.
There are a lot of people who are very threatened, and then, you know, they've seen the recent head-to-head polling against Hillary and how well I do, and, you know, they're worried. There's no question about it.
Carson appeared on CBS's Face the Nation. Scrutiny of one's past is par for any major candidate for president. Donald Trump's ratings for hosting Saturday Night Live, very good, but not spectacular. Preliminary Nielsen ratings measuring households in 56 U.S. markets gave Saturday's SNL its highest rating only since January 2012. Basketball great Charles Barkley was host that night. They're counting the votes in historic elections in Myanmar. Opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi's party is confident it's heading for a landslide victory. AP correspondent Vijay Joshi reports from Yangon.
There was a lot of enthusiastic voting all over the country. We're still waiting for official results. However, the NLD seems very confident, claiming that so far it looks like they are winning.
Still, the Constitution reserves 25% of parliamentary seats for the military and was rewritten to keep Suu Kyi from the presidency. Long simmering protests at the University of Missouri over matters of race and discrimination got a boost over the weekend with an announcement from at least 30 black football players.
They are not planning to participate in any football-related activities, including practices and games, until the president is resigned or is removed.
The AP's Alan Scherzager. For months, black student groups have complained of racial slurs and other slights on the campus. This is AP Radio News. Former President George W. Bush acknowledges he may have downplayed how much he sought advice from his father during his presidency. The AP's Emily Schmall reports Bush spoke at a forum in Dallas with his father's biographer.
Author John Meacham prodded George W. Bush in the book to acknowledge that, in fact, he had turned to his father for advice more often than he may have made it seem, especially in the case of Iraq.
Meacham writes the elder Bush worried about his son's cowboy image. The man to beat at the World Series of Poker main event had a tower of chips by the end of Sunday night. Joe McKeon of Pennsylvania held 57% of all the chips on the table, with hopes of having them all in the final third day of the face-off. The AP's Kimberly Pearsall is following the action in Las Vegas.
The top prize is $7.6 million. Whoever gets second, third, fourth, fifth will get something. It's just incrementally lower than the very large top prize.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.